place at the right time. I'm Hollis Monroe with Soundtrack to the Struggle. It's 1935, and vibraphonist Red Norvo and his wife, singer Mildred Bailey, host a party. Their living room fills with the brightest stars in jazz. Pianist Teddy Wilson is there, as is Benny Goodman and many of his cohorts. Before long, a jam session breaks out. Goodman, of course, had brought his clarinet to the party. Wilson makes his way to the piano and plays along. The guests are delighted. Goodman is so inspired that he hires Wilson for an idea he's been pondering. Goodman's big idea became the Benny Goodman Trio, with Goodman, Wilson, and drummer Gene Krupa. This band within a band played during intermissions of his big band sets, and it made history. It marked the first time a black musician worked regularly and equally with his white counterparts. Jazz critic Leonard Feather described the trio as, quote, an historic precedent, the magnitude of which can hardly be appreciated today, end quote. In an era when black musicians performed in clubs but couldn't sit as patrons, Benny Goodman proved to thousands of whites-only audiences that a black musician could play just as well and deserved just as much respect as anyone else on the bandstand. Here's the Benny Goodman Trio with Teddy Wilson, taking a bold first step on the long road to change with After You've Gone. Soundtrack to the Struggle is written by Ron Atkins and Hollis Monroe. Executive producers, George Dorman and Dennis Green. Visit soundtracktothestruggle.org for our program archive. Join me next time for another story of how music and musicians helped fight for racial equality on Soundtrack to the Struggle, a production of KCCK-FM, Iowa's jazz station.